If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Here we go. Oh, we're halfway home here on a beautiful little misty Monday here. In the Bay Area, woke up with some rain. It was beautiful over the weekend. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that is still beautiful weather outside. I love me some mist. I love me that nice spring scent in the air. Baseball's back. The Giants are hot. The Warriors, they're still hot, although they lost yesterday 106-96. We're reacting to that game right here. It's Spadoni, Chaska, Carter. We got two Sams in the back. We got engineering Sam. We got producer Sam. We're rolling here. Shout out to those watching.
Give me two Sams. Tupac?
No.
So I can get something in my Air Force Ones. You guys don't know that song?
Nelly?
It was, I think, the St. Lunatics, but it might have been Nelly.
Oh, okay. I think Air Force.
Was it Murphy Lee?
In my Air Force, whatever it was. No, I think that was Nelly. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First
Two
NorCal
Sam's,
financing
one Carter.
At the dealer. Relax with that reference. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Mug Studios. Laughing Mug, righteously brewed in San Francisco. That sounds like a script for White Lotus, which the season finale was last night.
Don't tease
we're
it. I fell asleep.
Spoil it. I won't spoil it. I was going to say something that would have actually led to more, so I'm not going to.
Have you been watching Righteous Gemstones? We're going to get back into the
Walton
wars.
Walton Goggins?
Dude, he is all time.
He's a great actor. He's insane. He's really good in Django. He's really good in The Hateful Eight. Righteous Gemstones. Thank you. There's the music.
This is the White Lotus?
Yeah. We'll have a reaction tomorrow. I'm going to ask Dave Fleming at 9:20. He joins us, the voice of the San Francisco Giants. If he's a White Lotus guy, I feel like he's into the White Lotus.
I don't know. I think Baby Billy might be one of the greatest characters of all time.
Okay.
Like Kenny Powers, one of the greatest characters ever, Eastbound and Down. Baby Billy is one of the funniest characters who has ever been created.
So Righteous Gemstones has an all-star cast. So Danny McBride, Walton Goggins, Adam Devine from Workaholics, and then John Goodman, right?
Is that the little brother who's the youth pastor?
Yeah, that's
he is hilarious.
Yeah, Adam Devine. You never watched Workaholics?
No.
Okay, so that's why. Okay. It's okay. It's out of your repertoire.
Reminds me of my little cousin Matt. I don't know why. Just the outfits, everything about him.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Love you, Matty.
He's going to pitch Miss perfect.
You.
He's a funny stand-up comedian, too. Shout out to those watching, again, on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We're streaming there. Also, feel free to hit us up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. Are you feeling better about those three wins against the Grizzlies, Nuggets, Rockets? Are you feeling worse about that? Not the Rockets. What did I say? Grizzlies, Nuggets, Lakers, excuse me. Are you feeling worse about that loss yesterday to the Rockets? So we're kind of split here because on one hand, that was an incredible three-game stretch, beating all three of those teams who were directly in front of you at the time in the standings. But then to come back and lose like you did yesterday with Draymond getting the flagrant, getting a technical, Steph no-showing offensively, Jimmy not having his best game, no one really stepping up outside of maybe Gary Payton, Pods, and Buddy Hield, but it wasn't enough yesterday as the Rockets came into town, and I'm not going to say punked you, but they were flexing, and they were stunting at times, and they come away with the win, 106-96. I'm feeling some type of way this morning because you wake up this morning, 6 o'clock, we were at the show, and it's four teams at 46-32. Clippers, Warriors, T-Wolves, Grizzlies, and I'm just thinking to myself, this is insane. This is absolute insanity. So you got four games left to go, and the Warriors can go from anywhere to maybe the 3 seed, or a play-in team, which four games to go, and that's still a possibility, which is insane.
You know, the way that the Warriors played all last week, I'm so encouraged. I'm super optimistic. Yeah, I got a little sour taste in my mouth from last night's game.
Just the Novocaine, by the way.
What?
That's the Novocaine that's just still there.
Oh, that wore off Friday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that wore off Friday. Yeah. When I'm looking at like what was discouraging about last night's game is that you were expecting a Steph Curry kind of like, not clunker, dud, whatever, however you want to put it. I mean, that was awful.
You were expecting maybe a letdown game.
Yeah.
But that felt bigger than a letdown. That was a bad, bad get back.
No, it was awful. Yeah. It was awful. But you were hoping that, like, all right, Moody could step up, and Jimmy Butler could step up, and Draymond could step up. And you got a step-up performance from him. I thought Looney played okay. I thought that Kuminga played okay. Pods played good. I thought Buddy Hield played great. And, like, none of those other guys that I mentioned, the Moody, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, none of those guys could come through with a good game. And that game was hanging in the balance, and they just couldn't get stops combined with some buckets on the other end. And that's the part that's frustrating. It was like, guys, we can't have Steph carry us across the finish line in every game. Now, I want him to, like, even in a bad game, can he get 10? Like, he had 3. He made one basket. I can't remember the last time we said that about Steph. And so, it sucks that Jimmy couldn't put more of his imprint on that game. Moody couldn't hit anything. Draymond couldn't put any imprint on this game other than a negative one.
Well, that's,
and that's where it kind of it leaves me a little bitter. As great as last week was, and it was great, and I'm still fired up and happy to be in the position they're in. That's a tough one to swallow.
Well, all that goodwill you've built up, and it's not like it's going anywhere. Like the fact that you beat a lot of those contenders that have had your number, there is something there. I'm not poo-pooing any of that. Like, you're winning in Memphis, which is a tough place to play. You're winning in Los Angeles, again, especially for Steph and the Warriors, is a notorious
tough place to play. No, that was a crucial win.
That was a huge win.
And then crucial win.
And then to do it, to come on back on the back end of a back-to-back at home and beat the Nuggets, I get it. No Jamal Murray, but Jokic, Aaron Gordon. That's a pretty large team still. So to go out and do what you did in that one, if you're Stephen Curry, was insane. Having said all of that, we're going to be talking about the schedule. We're going to be talking about the standings, and that's what I come back to, the standings. You sit there and you see yourself at the 6th spot, and it's like, man, we just did all that, and we're the 6th, and we're barely the 6th spot. That's where I think Warriors fans are like, damn,
yeah, but
we just had won that one because the Nuggets lost yesterday, so maybe you could have been fighting, and you could have been a 4 seed, but now you're a 6 seed, and maybe you're a playing team when it's all said and done.
But if I would have asked you last week, Joe, hey, you go 3-1. And you beat the 3 teams on the front end and you lose to the Rockets before knowing the results of any other teams, wouldn't 99% of us take that?
You would take that, and then I would tell you afterwards, but you're the 6th spot. And then you're like, eh.
Well, that to me is more of an indication of the league around them.
Yes, that you can't have your foot off the gas. The Clippers, the 5th spot, they're the ones directly ahead of you, and obviously they have the tiebreaker over you. They've won 4 in a row. The Grizzlies, they're 46-32. They've all of a sudden won 2 in a row after losing to the Warriors. So they're not, you can't poo-poo them. And then the T-Wolves, who are the hottest team in the Western Conference right now, they've won 5 in a row. They're right there tied with you. So you cannot slip up at all. As great as the Warriors have been, they're just coming off a 5-game winning streak themselves. And then they lose this one. And all of a sudden it's like, man, we can't even lose that game.
Clippers get Spurs, Rockets, Kings. Before the Warriors.
It's coming out to play.
So, Spurs, Rockets, Kings, Warriors. They're the team that I'm worried the most about regarding taking that 6th spot.
Kings, sneaky hot, 1-2 in a row.
Is that hot?
Sneaky hot.
Sneaky hot.
Hotter than the Warriors right now. I'm just saying. 888-957-9570. Tim and Raleigh, I'll see you. I think a lot of people are also waking up this morning. Good morning to you.
I'm encouraged with, like, the young guys, Joe. Like, Pajemski's played great.
I don't think that's the last thing.
Kuminga's played really well. I thought his rebounding, to me, if we're talking about, like, things to carry over for the playoffs, defense and rebounding, he's been great.
See, I'm waking up, and I'm like, what the hell was that, Draymond Green? Like, that's literally what I'm thinking right now. Like, what the hell was that? After everything that we've
done, I can't argue.
All the goodwill that we've had the last couple months, and you throw that out there, like, does that fire at this point? Like, and that's what it was, right? We call it the fire. Like, the Draymond's our guy. Like, you know, you hate him if he's not on your team, but you love him if he's on your team. He's that player. We get that. That's all baked into the equation. But I don't need that kind of fire anymore. Like, at this point, for me, does that fire, if I'm a Warriors fan and I'm thinking about it, does that fire help or hurt the team?
I don't know. I think we love it. And yesterday you got burned a little by it.
Okay. You're still like, give me that kind of Draymond every single game?
He's been great for months.
Okay.
When was the last time we said the name flagrant foul Draymond Green?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Months.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Like, they've had some reviews here and there where it's like, really? I guess the Lakers one where he tried to like hold LeBron. I was like, really? You're going to review that? That was kind of weird.
I saw some memes around the internet of that foul, and it was like there's just some funny.
Was it Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You? Kind of. I remember that.
Well, like, LeBron's like smiling. They picked the spot. Like, the picture was perfect. LeBron's smiling. One of them was like, when you hold your baby and you're like, tickle, tickle, tickle. And like, LeBron is like, it's just so funny, dude. And it's like, clutch management, tickle, tickle, tickle.
Well,
the internet's undefeated.
Steve Kerr was talking about it yesterday that he loved that sort of fire, and I don't think I agree with it. Here's Steve Kerr after the Warriors lost yesterday.
I love Draymond's fire. There's a reason we got four banners up there. We wouldn't have any without Draymond. So I love his fire, and he was fighting out there. It just didn't go our way.
So if we're using the fire analogy here, I need it to be like those old time, like we're going 49ers here. You got the old lamp there, the kerosene lamp. Uh-huh. You got the fire lit in there, and it's controlled. It's in there. It's pretty. It gives us light. We need it. We need it. And when the times are dark, the light is there. We can lean on Draymond at times. The problem is when you drop it and it breaks and it gets everywhere, that's what happened yesterday. And it turned into a mess. And that was a mess of a game yesterday. And he looked like, quite frankly, a player that might not have wanted to play yesterday. It kind of felt like he wanted to get ejected at points yesterday. Is that fair to say? I don't know. But it felt like that as I was watching the game. And it's felt like that at times, but that was prior to Jimmy Butler here. So to your point, that was kind of the first time I've seen that Draymond in the Jimmy Butler era, which got me a little concerned because that was a game you desperately needed, and he didn't show up. Steph didn't really show up. Jimmy Butler was okay. As you mentioned, Moses didn't step up. Kuminga was okay, but I needed him to step up both offensively and defensively yesterday, and it came really short. It was frustrating. It was frustrating.
If Steph just, you know, hits some shots late in that game and it's closer, do we talk this much about Draymond?
No, because they would have won the game. We would have said, hey, you know what? I'm with Steve Kerr there. Yeah, you love that fire, and you won, so it was okay. But they lost, and it wasn't. So
the other guy that's flying under the radar here is Jimmy Butler. You know, I don't think that Jimmy has been as assertive as we were looking for in certain games that they've lost this year. There's a common theme. Draymond gets a little, you know, out of whack and foul trouble and stuff like that, and then Jimmy kind of fades.
Pun intended, out of whack. Get it? No? Continue. It's all right. That was pretty good. No, that wasn't bad. That was bad. What? Come on, we can have fun. We can have fun with it. The guy's like, real quick, another European guy. The big Euros against Draymond, I guess. It's Draymond. You know how they do Team USA versus the world? It's actually just Draymond versus the world at this point.
It's Ryder Cup.
So we got
it's Europe versus USA.
He's going up against Parachinko. He's what, Turkey? He's Turkish. So we'll go Turkey there, gobble, gobble. Where's Sabonis' family from? I know his pops was USSR.
I have no idea.
So Slovenia, or Lithuania, I think it is. Okay. So Lithuania. We got Zach Edey, Canada. So the great white up north. There you go. And then what else? Who else?
Dylan Brooks, also Canada.
Dylan Brooks, another one. Dylan the Villain. Who's my guy?
Villain. I mean, that's literally his nickname, Dylan the Villain.
Who's my guy out with the Phoenix Suns? You're going to see him tomorrow. Nurkic, there you go. So there's another one. All these different countries we're at in there. He has respect for Jokic, Serbia, the fighting Serbs he's good with.
Draymond's been amazing. He gets all the praise when they're winning. Yesterday, I thought that he sucked a lot of the oxygen out of the quarter. In the end of the second quarter, it bled over into, you know, the Rockets feeling themselves. And I think they went into halftime thinking, we're in Draymond's head. I really believe that. Ime Udoka went out there knowing that he could get Draymond rattled. Like, he knows that. He saw this with the Celtics in the finals.
And Ime Udoka, head coach of the Houston Rockets, going at Steph Curry a little bit.
I was talking to my team, you know, about the physicality. It's the type of game we like. This is who we are. He said something, I said something. Nothing, a little friendly banter.
That was the head coach yesterday. Just a little friendly banter, him going back and forth. I love that, though. Okay. Like, part of you, again, you wanted to win the game, but, like, I love that feistiness.
Did Phil ever go at a player?
Did Phil Jackson ever go at a player? Yes.
On the other team? On the court?
Oh, sorry.
On the court?
No. On the court? I don't think
so. How about Popovich?
How
about Belichick? How about Bruce Bochy?
Yeah, no, well, Belichick definitely.
Walsh?
Hold on. Chad Ochocinco definitely went at Bill a couple times because there's NFL films about it. Him talking smack.
Yeah, but Bill didn't walk onto the field.
No, he was on the side. No. But Udoka was on the sideline still.
He walked onto the court and was like chesting every. Dude, he was too much.
But I'm not saying during a game, okay? Like, sure. Like, famously, Udoka went at LeBron, I think it was last year or 2 years ago. Like, and then that
but
was
this is where Ime Udoka loses me. Players play, coaches coach.
But
and coaches aren't supposed to incite, you know, physical dominance on anyone on the field of play. You're supposed to just, like, stay back, dude. Like,
what if it's a motivation tactic, just, like, sticking up for his players and going at the opposition? And that clearly worked. Like, I hear you on that, but it clearly works with Houston because I just saw the proof was in the pudding and they won yesterday.
That is undeniable.
They all played with an edge.
That is undeniable, but is that becoming of a head coach? Probably not.
I mean, of all the things of Ime Udoka, that was becoming of a head coach is probably the last on my list.
Sure, I hear
you. Everyone's going to go there, but I understand what you're saying. Maybe it's not for everyone. It's not their cup of tea, if you will. But I didn't have a problem with it. Tim and Raleigh has some problems, I'm sure, with last night's game. But overall, Tim, going 3-1 in that stretch, you got to feel pretty good, right? Waking up on this Monday morning. Good morning to you, sir.
What's going on, fellas? Absolutely, I do. But I think what kind of takes away from it is the Miami loss and the Atlanta loss.
Mm.
If you had those to go with it, you're in fourth place right now. So, and then it kind of gets to Shasky's point. Shasky will be the only one on this station all day to mention Jimmy Butler and his 9 points going into the last 3 minutes of the game, where he picked up another 4 points of garbage. Like, you guys are going to be the only ones to say anything about that, right? So, you know, I just, you know, that kind of brings a little bit of pause. I mean, I don't know if this is the Jimmy Buckets experience, but you guys have said $55 million, you know, I just don't know, man. And I will ask you this. So I wanted to make those comments. Then I want to ask you something, Shasky, on some of your coaching background. What would you have done? The reason I kind of think that we may not reach our ceiling is because you've heard it from some of the players. You've heard it from the general manager that this team kind of needs to have Kuminga playing at a high level to reach their ceiling. Mm. But quite frankly, I don't think the coach feels that way. I think the coach kind of wants to do it his way. And I ask you this, Shasky. If you've had a player pretty much dominate against a certain team throughout the season, the kid, he's averaged 25 points against the Rockets. Two of those wins basically came on his hands, right? If you had a player kind of have a team's number, matches them talent for talent, athletic for athletic, would you possibly run some actions, some sets? Would you want their confidence to be at a high? Like, would you do that for that player? Yes, he made a couple of bad turnovers, and you knew as soon as he made that left-hand pass, his ass was yanked to not be seen again. You knew it. You felt it. We all felt it, right? We all felt it. Even though other players on the team had 3 and 4 turnovers and they were able to play through it, I want to know, Shasky, the coach, you know you have a weapon. You know you got a guy, ultimate confidence against a team. You know you've seen him pretty much beat a team by himself without Steph and Dre, and then again without Steph. Would you not want him completely at his max confidence level going out there and run some things through them? I don't think that that's going to happen. I think what we're going to see is J.K. is going to average 15 to 22 minutes for the rest of the playoffs, probably the rest of his career here to finish out this season, and he's going to move on somewhere. I don't think the coach feels he needs him playing at a high level to maximize this team, and I think that's going to help. hurt us.
Tim, thanks, it's a great call. Is he still there? Because I want. Okay. I thought one of the nicest plays of the game was Kuminga's in the corner, and he's telling Steph, come here, come here, come here. Throws the ball to Steph, sets a ball screen in the corner, and then slips to the hoop, and Steph makes a beautiful bounce pass. Wide open dunk.
And you know what? Kuminga, the pass would have done, they mentioned on the broadcast, credit to Fitz and Buki, NBC Sports Bay Area, but they were saying, hey, you know, maybe a year ago, he's chucking that three, if you're Jonathan Kuminga, and you're saying, you know what, I'm just going to force it.
Yesterday,
he did hit a three, but like, that's the growth and the maturity that we saw on display right there. Again, I don't think Kuminga was he wasn't one of the problems yesterday as far as I'm concerned. I know he's 4 of 9, just 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. But you mentioned it earlier. Like, his willingness to get the boards lately, crashing the glass, that's impressive. Like, if he can be, and Steve Kerr talked about this, 5, 6, 7, 8 board, like, get close to those double figures of rebounds, it changes everything for this team.
Okay. We talk a lot about the motion offense. I felt like during the Grizz, Laker, Nugget, three-game set, Steph brought the ball up a lot more. And they set, not a lot, but they set more high pick and rolls. And you could see he was really thriving. Yesterday, I think they went back to their normal motion type stuff, and you didn't see a lot of Steph with the ball in his hand. Now, A, Amon Thompson did a great job denying him opportunities to bring the ball up the floor. And you knew that if Steph was bringing it up against Thompson, that's probably not a great recipe.
No.
You're going to drain a lot of energy that way. So I get why they did that. I just thought that at the top of the key, I would have liked to see more pick and roll with Jimmy, with Kuminga, with some of those guys and rolling downhill, because I want to get Şengün in the mismatch. I want to get Fred VanVleet in the mismatch. That's who I want guarding Steph. And I thought they did a very poor job off ball and on ball of getting screens available for Steph to switch up the matchup. So they didn't hunt the specific matchup. If you're going to let that guy face guard you, you need to have double staggered screens coming off that. Now, look, Steve had a beautiful play in this game. There was an elevator indoor pass where you saw all three players staggered together at the block on an inbound, and they did it to the far side, the weak side, if you will, and Buddy Hield popped out, boom, wide open three. Steve has added some wrinkles to this offense and to their inbound plays that are undeniably good. Undeniably good. I just saw yesterday they did a really difficult job. They did a really poor job of opening up the offense for Steph with that face guarding. They didn't adjust. And I also think that Steph didn't adjust.
Well, and Tim brought up in his call, and Tim Raleigh, North Carolina, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, I did appreciate what he had to say about, you know, Jimmy Butler. And he had to see, he was like, is this Jimmy? Is this what he does in the regular season? Well, it kind of is what he does in the regular season, though, isn't it? Like, this kind of is the Jimmy Butler experience that it was in Miami. Now, the difference was, when he gets to the playoffs, is things going to change? Does this switch all of a sudden flip, if you will? That remains to be seen here, but this is following the pattern. I do want to urge that to Warriors fans, what Jimmy Butler did with Miami. Not that he's saying he's coasting,
but
or
these are
like
playoff
that.
Games.
They are, again, I hear that, and let's not act like he hasn't been integral late in some of these games, particularly against the Nuggets or, you know, the Lakers. Like, he has made some crucial plays. The Grizzlies, we're talking about getting to the line, getting JJJ to foul out. Like, he has made some huge plays here, so I get it. Yesterday was a bad loss, and I think you can look at the veterans, and they will take ownership of that bad loss. Also credit the Rockets defense, who are younger, who are probably less tired than
those
Warriors
guys. Oh, they made him look very slow.
They made him look old.
Yeah.
Like, let's just call it what it is. They kind of looked old yesterday.
Here's the part we don't know, and I don't want to crush Jimmy, but like,
and the forearm.
He's flying under the radar. We don't know where the forearm's at.
Yeah.
We really don't. He's got the bandage on it. I don't know what, like, does that, that's the left hand, I believe.
Yeah,
it's on the left hand.
Left arm.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's holding the ball up as you're shooting. Obviously, your right hand's going to do the follow through and all that. I don't know how much that's affecting him. I know this. His handle hasn't been as tight.
Been sloppy.
That's pretty obvious. He lost at least two balls yesterday in traffic, which he normally is much more strong. He's almost like a running back going through the hole. And yesterday, two different times he got stripped. And I'm like, got to go up with that.
I mean, who do you put yesterday's loss on? Are you just putting it on the age? Is it just a scheduled loss? I'm kind of not here for that, really. Like, I'm not. It's hard for me to
just deserve a lot of energy,
they
Joe.
They did, but God, you needed that win, man.
Denver psychologically.
You're the sixth seed right now.
I know,
now.
But
you
Denver. Denver psychologically was a huge hurdle to climb. But and they finally did it. And that was when they were fully healthy.
They had a day off in between. What are you doing in your day off? You're resting,
they were
right?
Coming off, but they were coming off of two games back to back that were as. And
I,
travel.
I know.
Let's also not. They were on the road for 14 days.
But basically,
I'm turning into fifths.
Basically, yes, you got the word right
I
there.
I mean, what am I
like,
doing?
I'm not buying any of that.
I live
sorry.
With these people. I love these people. Just, they're part of my family.
It's hard to be negative. It's hard to be negative yesterday. When I saw them have three of the best wins in a row that I maybe have seen in the last 2 years.
It's not being negative. It's holding this team to a high standard that they have set the last 2 months. Yesterday's loss, quite frankly, it felt unacceptable. Just how it happened and Draymond Green's performance is unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. 888-957-9570. What do you put yesterday's loss on? Are you putting it on Father Time? Are you putting it on the officials? Who has to blame for this loss yesterday? Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Steph had a bad game. It could be a poo-poo platter, if you will. 888-957-9570. Real quick, Steve Kerr on Stephen Curry's play. I think a lot of people are making that out to be, hey, maybe Steph was just tired. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about that.
I mean, this is the NBA season. You go through 82 games, and, you know, there's just games where, you know, you don't have it. Every player, no matter how good you are. So Steph didn't have it tonight. They did a great job defensively. Take tomorrow off and get ready for Phoenix, and, you know, you guys get to analyze everything. But it's just, this is all part of the season.
But this is where, like, the other guys, Moody, Draymond, that's where the guys went heavy minutes. Moody, Draymond. Jimmy Butler.
Moody only 14 minutes yesterday. He did not play
well,
much.
They weren't taking advantage of the opportunities of going 4-on-3. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like when Steph gets doubled. When he hits those screens and you know he's flaring out to the three-point line on the sidelines, guys are jumping the passing lanes. It's like a double team, you know?
Right.
Other guys are going to get open looks, and they need to take advantage of it. Pods is taking advantage of his open looks. Pods has looked great. I thought Buddy took advantage yesterday with Curry on and off the floor.
Gary Payton looked great. Yeah.
Yeah, but Gary
shooting
played.
The ball.
I think Kuminga could have given you what Gary gave you. I thought Gary got stuffed at the rim a couple times and got a little shy.
He did have three offensive boards, though. I'll give him credit there. A lot of second chance opportunities created by Gary Payton. But I hear you there. And JK, it's been a kind of a mixed bag. If you, I thought the Lakers game, he was incredible. Best game I've seen him. I think I called in his career, just given the situation. The Nuggets one, not his best. And then yesterday against the Rockets wasn't his best either. But we'll pick that up on the other side. Who do you put the blame on yesterday for that loss? The blame game, if you will. Or are you going to give credit to Houston? Because I'm going to do that as well. Hey, all of a sudden, that potential series between the Rockets and the Warriors just
got problems.
They got a lot more
Jabari
interesting.
Jabari Smith, yep. Tari Eason, Amen Thompson. Mm-hmm. You know, Fred VanVleet, he's a gnat. The guy's going to hit shots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Shang-Goon. Hit one yesterday, but yeah, I hear you.
Shang-Goon, like they've got players, man.
They do, and we got some callers that want to join the conversation on the other side. John and Thomas, we'll get to you, and that's going to be brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. A whole lot of confidence. I mean, the guy already has confidence, but he's playing with a hell of a lot of it right now. But a disappointing loss nonetheless, as you heard from Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert there on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. 106-96 the final. And who do you put that loss on last night? Are you just going to tip your hat to the Rockets? Are you going to put that loss on Father Time, the schedule, Draymond Green, not his greatest performance, trying to get ejected, it felt like at times.
Weren't they just bound to have a letdown? Joe, they've been, look it. I'm not trying to cape up. Like, I was way more angry after the Hawks and Heat back-to-backs than I were this.
I hear you on that, but you probably should have been angrier at the Heat and the Hawks ones. Like, the Heat one, for me, like, that...
They no-showed. They no-showed
in a game that we were all thought... And I know it meant a lot for Jimmy, because Draymond talked about it. They no-showed that one. That was, I wasn't here for that. And I also wasn't here for the Atlanta Hawks ones, quite frankly, because I don't want to hear, oh, you travel halfway across the country. I mean, those flights, they take a lot out of you. Stop. Like, losing to those teams who are mediocre. You're not coming up for those games, but the games against the number two seed in the Western Conference, you can't get up for?
No, I know, but like, this thing that you're dismissing the travel does, like, you and me go fly across country, and we'll wake up at our normal time that we would normally wake up at and do a show. It does mess with you a little.
Right.
I'm not trying, again, sure. I sound like I'm making excuses, but it is real.
Yeah, it's a real bunch of you-know-what as far as I'm concerned. We got a couple calls that wanted
to... Going west is easier than going east.
But they went, like... It wasn't like they traveled and immediately had to stay up the entire night to get through jet lag. Like, I'm not buying it. I know, but look,
they went to Memphis. They won that game. They went to L.A. They won that game. They came back home with very little time to breathe, and they won that game.
And then had a day off, and they didn't play until night the following night at 5:30 tip.
I know.
Not an excuse as far as I'm concerned.
It's not an excuse. The bigger explanation is that the Rockets right now are a young, hungry team that kicked their butt yesterday. That's the explanation.
And in the season series against them, like you more than held your own at times. 105 going back to that game in February, 105-98. And they obviously in the play-in scenario, 91 99-93, Warriors favorite. And then early on in the season, this is a game one all the way back in November, 127-121. So they've been tight throughout. And then yesterday, it just felt like the air was let out of the balloon. And I'm honestly kind of have a sour taste in my mouth if I'm waking up today because of all the goodwill that you had beating the Grizzlies, Lakers, and then the Nuggets to fall like you did yesterday. It was disappointing. But yeah, I got a bunch of calls.
Look, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
But my overarching theme is I'm still super happy. They had the win of the year on Friday night. They had maybe the best three-game stretch they've had in multiple years. So it's hard for me to be like, oh. Like, I know. It's just insane. The schedule, and you're looking at the standings. I understand
the win of the year
being frustrated. But I also knew they weren't going to rip. Had they won four in a row, that might have been the best accomplishment they've had since winning the title, Joe. That's how big of a four-game stretch that was.
How quickly things changed, though. It went from the win of the year on Friday to, it's strong to say a loss of the year. But if that's the difference between being a play-in or a playoff team, Yeah, I'm going to be looking at that one and scratching my head.
We're going to look at all those, like the Hawks, the Heat. Yeah. We're going to look at them all.
John, Oakland, has some thoughts on the game last night. What's up, John? You're all Spadoni and Shaska. How you doing this morning, man?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm going to give this one to the Rockets. You guys watched the first quarter. That was some high-level defensive basketball. It was 6-6 after 6 minutes. And what I thought was most impressive that I have never seen is Jalen Green's defense was elite. Like, we all know he's a scorer, but, like, he was blocking Jimmy. He was giving everybody a hard time. Nobody could get to the rim. Amen Thompson, those guys are dogs, man. They're playing that villain card really well. Like, Warriors Rockets is back. And frankly, I don't think the Warriors expected that from this game, especially after the gauntlet that they just went through against all these superstars like Ja Morant, Nikola, LeBron. And then they go and they have to play these guys. They're like, oh, we got the Rockets number. We've beat them like 9 times in a row. But at the end of the day, the Rockets are like, no, we're the second best team in the league. We hate the Warriors. We're going to come out strong. And they won. And you know what? Like, we came into this stretch of 4 games, and we won every single difficult game, and we're still not in the play-in. I know we'd love to be a game ahead, but at the end of the day, like, we also have 5 more games coming up that are very winnable. And maybe this game is a wake-up call because they're like, oh, this isn't just going to be a walk in the park all the way through if we can beat the Lakers, if we can beat the Nuggets. We still got to beat the Cavs. We still got to beat the Thunder. We still got to beat the Rockets. It's a different type of win when you play against these teams. So, you know, and you know that Draymond and Jimmy bounce back after games like this. There's a reason it's a 7-game series is because we can lose a few games and then we can keep going. But, yeah, I tip my hat to the Rockets. There's things we could have done. Oh, one more big thing. Why aren't we talking about the fact that Steph only had 3 points? That's completely shutting him down. We talked about nobody being able to stop Steph. Well, he had 3 points against this defense.
Yeah, but, John, thanks. And thanks for listening.
Here's the thing. But Steph played bad.
We've talked about it the whole show. Yeah, it was not a good performance from Stephen Curry.
But he carried you for the games prior to that. Yes.
So he was... If anyone was due for a stinker offensively, it was probably them. But the fact that the whole team stunk, and again... To John's point, credit the Rockets' defense. They were a big part of that.
Yeah.
Having said all that, though, like, I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. 7 shot attempts when you're shooting pretty efficiently. Draymond Green couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He only attempted 1 3-point shot. Like, what? I'm kind of missing that Draymond. We were talking about the offense from Draymond Green. Kind of missing that in a game like that.
Why was this matchup?
1 of 7. Not good enough, obviously.
But why was this matchup different than the Nuggets and different than the Lakers? And here's what I would say.
Do you think there was a letdown, like John said? Like,
no,
like,
no.
They circled those ones. LeBron, Nikola, Nuggets, I mean, maybe. Lakers. And it's like, the Rockets.
No, I don't think they did that. I just think they're tired. I do. And I think here's the bigger thing. Look at the personnel from the Rockets. They have what Denver doesn't have and what the Lakers don't have. They have multiple big, physical, athletic wings. Dylan Brooks, hate him as much as you want, big, physical wing, right?
Yes.
Thompson, big, physical, athletic freak wing. I mean, he's on a short list of guys in the whole league who are more athletic than Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, short
list. Like, significantly.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the guy's crazy hops. Tari Eason, big, physical, long guy. Jabari Smith, big, physical, long. That's like 4 guys they can conceivably throw on Steph or Jimmy, okay, at any given time.
And they tossed in the big boy, Steven Adams out there.
And he had some minutes.
He looked like he was, if Steven Adams healthy, that's a different element for them too.
And then he referenced Jalen Green. Jalen Green has the best game in this short period, whatever it's been like, what they played 4 times up to this point?
Yeah, 4 prior to yesterday, yes.
They've really held him in check. And this was the game he finally went off.
888-957-9570, reacting to the 106-96 loss to the Houston Rockets last night at Shea Center. Who gets the blame for that loss yesterday? Playing the blame game, if you will. Thomas is in San Jose, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Thomas? You're on with Spadoni and Shaska. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys. Really feeling the Warriors' role right now, even though it was a bad week, a bad loss last night. And also the Giants' start is just absolutely amazing. But we're talking Warriors today. So, yeah, in terms of last night, you really got to credit, obviously, I agree with John, you got to credit the size, the athleticism of the Rockets. And but you know, I when I think about blaming, we got to think about things that we can control. And I think that we can control our temperament and not losing our heads. And I think Draymond is slipping back to the old Draymond of old of getting banned. And I don't want to see that coming back to the fold, especially as we push towards the playoffs here. I think that he leads by example. And I see it in JK and even Steph sometimes where they can get frustrated. And instead of using that to drive their game, they complain and they get, you know, loud at the other team and at the refs. And that's not something that you can, the vengeance piece, the anger can only get you so far. I would like to see this team weather those storms. I mean, the other thing that I think we need to credit here for the loss is the terrible holding and it seems like Steph just gets held and pushed around constantly. And I think the Warriors need to recognize that. They need to start playing that way, because if the refs are going to let that slide, they need to play dirty. And that played a huge role. They got on tilt and they were never able to recover. Like you said, the air got sucked out of the building. And those are my points.
I don't think dirty is the word I would use. Playing with an edge for sure. And I'll say this, Thomas, and it was a good call. They have been playing with an edge. I've seen that edge with this Warriors team these last few games, which is why it was just disappointing yesterday. Not saying they weren't like playing with like some fire, but clearly they just looked physically and mentally drained after that game. And I would just question, after you're having a day and a half off, why that was. But again, I can't
they played
speak to
75
that.
Games.
It's fine. You're
there's four left.
You're having series coming up here where, like, this is going to be a thing that I'm going to have to be concerned about in a long series. Like, I'm going to start questioning now whether you can win two or three series
forward. Let's look at the teams that they've just faced, like, right? Like, Memphis has pretty much played everybody, but, like, Jokic and Jamal Murray have gotten rest down the stretch because they kind of know, like, hey, we're in a good spot. We can afford to lose a game
Jamal's
here.
Jamal's hurt. Like, they don't even know what's going on with him. He went from day to day to, like, I don't know.
But yeah. Have they not systematically rested Jokic? Okay. What about the Lakers? Like, they've had multiple games where it's like, we're getting blown out. It's all right. We're gonna pack things in.
Yes.
You know, like, the Warriors have not had that same luxury because of the start that they had themselves, which they have only to blame themselves. Had they had a one or two game cushion, I think that we would be looking at this a lot different.
Well, they don't. That's the thing.
I know they don't.
They don't.
I know.
Right now, if you're just joining us, the Western Conference as follows. From the fourth seed on, they're all fourth seed all the way through the eighth seed. God, I almost said seventh. But the fourth seed through the eighth seed, 32 losses each. Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, Timberwolves, Grizzlies. Warriors right now clinging to the sixth and final playoff spot. You don't want to be in the play-in game. And that's a big possibility, which is crazy to say after all the good vibes and everything that happened over the weekend. You are the sixth seed in the West. You had visions of maybe a four, maybe a three. And you still might be able to get to the fourth spot. Three is probably a little rich because Lakers, they picked up a game yesterday on not only the Nuggets but also the Warriors. They had a bunch of tiebreakers. That was probably going to be tough. But maybe the fourth seed. But,
what if I told you Tuesday morning?
That
Tuesday
loss
morning.
Yesterday, I'm going to keep looking at it like,
I know,
it was horrible.
Tuesday morning. Think about where we were. Do you play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? Tuesday morning. Hey, you're going to win that game. Thursday, you're going to win that game. You're finally going to beat the Nuggets.
I hear you.
But you're going to lose to the Rockets.
But this is the reality now, and this is April 7th, 2025, and I'm here now. I'm here to tell you that everything went down yesterday. I have a bad taste in my mouth.
But if the Clippers lose tomorrow night, they have a back-to-back, I don't know, Wednesday night against Houston, you might be back in business.
I don't even know if Houston's going to need to play anyone in that game. That's also baked into all of this. So they got the Clippers and the Spurs tomorrow, and then, as you pointed out, the back end of a back-to-back. Those are both going to be in L.A., so the L.A.'s going to be the home team.
Come on, Stephen Castle.
Stephen Castle, yeah, please. Sochan, whatever his name is.
Some might say this is a legacy game for Popovich if he were to coach from the stands.
I don't think he is. I think he's out the rest of the season. Prayers up to Greg Popovich. But they're playing the Alamo Dome tonight, that championship game. Houston and Florida, I got to be honest. I know a lot of people hate Duke, and they're rooting against them, and they're glad they lost. The cachet for this championship game went out the building once I knew Cooper Flagg wasn't going to be in it. I know, and I hate to say that.
What are you talking about? Todd Golden.
Yeah.
USF legend.
Off the court stuff. I'm not going to get into there. Antoine is in Nashville, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Antoine? You're on Spadoni and Shasky. Was last night a big deal or not, that loss? Antoine, going once, twice. He's enjoying that Nashville hot chicken, which I'm not mad at right there. What time is it? 11 a.m. over there? That's not too early for a hot chicken sandwich. I'm not mad at that. Let's go to Will in Berkeley. He's a regular. What's up, Will? Your thoughts on the loss last night to Houston?
What's up, fellas? Okay, come on. Let's do a deep breathing in, breathing out. Let's calm down.
Feel me?
Because I hear a lot of anxiety in your voices and things going on. And I look at the standings right now, and I'm like, I'm getting nervous too. But guys, this stretch we just did, they're 3-1. They could have been 1-2. But the fact is, we knocked down the Lakers. We went home and we knocked down the Nuggets. Are you kidding me? That was an amazing weekend. Who cares about the Houston Rockets?
Well, I'll tell you why real quick, Will, because you went from being maybe a 3 or 4 seed to now the 6 seed. And if you lose again, then you might be a play-in team. That's why we're talking about it, Will, because it was frustrating. Like, was there any aspect of watching last night's game? You're just going to put it on, hey, the Rockets were hungry and we were tired? Is that good enough?
I think the Rockets outplayed them. The Rockets outplayed them. They did. It's okay.
They outplayed them, and it was like that thing of like, you know, we're no punks.
Exactly.
I actually wrote this. I said, we're not punks, and they tried to punk us, and unfortunately we lost. But the point is, of all this, us as fans, we cannot be these like finicky fans where one game we're like, we're doing it. And then the next we're like, oh man, how dare they? And it's like, you know, it's like this, the girlfriend that gets roses and flowers one day, and then we bring, you know, something else, and she's like, what? You brought me roses and flowers. We got to just stay steady, guys. Stay steady. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's do this.
Thanks, Will.
Will gave us a math lesson.
I like how he said roses and flowers as if roses aren't flowers, but I hear what he's saying there. Also, he said, you know, we could have gone 1-2, but we went 3-1. I was like, well, you missed a game in there. That's all right. I liked, you know, the energy was there for Will. He was saying, everyone calm down. It's fine, all right?
So Doge is saying that we need to fix our education system?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, let's not slash everything. I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. Don't. How about those stocks, by the way? Doing great. Steve.
Hey, there's no tariff to watch 95.7 The Game on YouTube.
That's right. Well, maybe in Canada they have to pay. I don't know.
Stop it.
Okay, no, that's too far. Steve is a free mom. I'm kidding, people. I'm kidding. Got to laugh at the pain. Steve, your thoughts on the Warriors loss last night?
My guy hit us with a wee. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys. Absolutely love your show. Listen to you guys almost every day.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment about the Warriors. Yeah, it's a disappointing loss, but I look at a big difference. You know, we lost by 10 points. Steph only had 3. So in a 7-game series, Steph's not going to have that kind of a letdown all the time. If Steph was on his game and even scored like 20, 25 points, there's the win. Rockets are athletic. They are strong defense. Number 2 seed, not the results we wanted. I take back of what we're capable of going forward. And a 7-game series, I feel like we could take anybody at this point. It just depends on what team shows up. I am impressed, though, with Pods. Even Hield got in there a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they had a good showing. And so take that going forward. Those guys can show up. Curry's on his game. Draymond kind of simmers down a little bit, gets back kind of focused, and we can do good things. So I'm not – sky is falling. It's not what we wanted, but we can still make up for it. In a playoff series, we're good.
That's Stephen Fremont's a good call. And I'll say this, and again, I'm not trying to say it's doom and gloom or anything. I just think given where everything's happened, it was a disappointing loss, and I think it's okay
it's
to say
unfortunate.
That.
It's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate, and you're the 6th spot right now, so that's why I'm preaching all this, because there's a lot of urgency right now with this team. So every one of these losses does feel like a playoff loss. You're talking about them being playoff games? That felt like a playoff loss, which sucks.
No, it didn't, though, for me.
Really?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. That felt
interesting.
Like, it just felt like a game like... Like, I wanted it, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It did not feel like a playoff game. The Denver on Friday night felt like a playoff game. Lakers felt like a playoff game. Memphis felt like a playoff game. There was a rev down a little, whether that's me internally or not. I felt like after winning against Denver, the importance of the Houston game kind of throttled down.
See, it got chippy. I'm listening to all these like calls, and thank you, Carter, for doing all the rejoins. The Tim Roy calls with Tom Tolbert on our airways right here on 95.7 The Game, like... there was a lot of chippiness and feistiness. And like,
no question these two teams don't like each other.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That was like a playoff intensity level of hatred between these two teams. The head coach going at it, Steve Kerr getting pissed off.
But like, did you ever sense the urgency from the Warriors?
Well, that's the problem. It felt like that, like they hated each other, but it wasn't translating to getting buckets or getting stops defensively when they needed the most. I saw that with the Rockets, and that's why I do think at times the Warriors got punked a little bit, and I wasn't used to seeing that in the Jimmy Butler era. Real quick, we're talking about giving the Rockets all this credit. Well, Steve Kerr was doing the same.
They're a young team on the rise. They got a lot of good, talented young athletes, and they're playing well, and they just beat OKC 2 days ago. And like I said, one of the hottest teams in the league. And there's a reason, they're 52-27. They're a great team.
Also, talking about what the toughest part to play is when you're playing against this Houston Rockets team.
They have great size and athleticism at pretty much every position, and Ime's done a great job. They've really established an identity. They kind of know who they are. So, yeah, great defensive team, and they played a really good defensive game tonight.
If Amen Thompson plays like that defensively for the next 5 to 10 years, this kid isn't just going to be a star. He's going to be a superstar.
Bay Area's own.
The way we view Anthony Edwards, this guy might be more athletic, which is crazy, might be more dynamic. He can't, can shoot right now. He's shooting better than Amen. But he did a dunk in the lane. He like double pumped to go under the block shot, came back up in midair, and then yammed it. He's a freak. And then defensively, he's really strong.
I'll always say this.
Really strong.
If LeBron James says he has body envy of a player, that perks my ears up, because that guy's one of the most physically gifted players maybe in the history of the sport, and that's LeBron saying, yeah, these Thompson twins, they're different. Like, that's scary. And he was echoing what Draymond Green, I think, was saying about them as well.
But here's what I'd say about the Rockets. If the Warriors face them, they did kind of show the blueprint,
a little bit,
which is what they're going to do. And I'll say, hey, Udoka, great for you. Awesome. Maybe I would have held that to myself to steal a game in a playoff series.
Maybe. Also, but
now it's on film.
But they're kind of like a no-nonsense team, right? Like, they're going to play hard. They're not going to be offensively consistent. And, like, that's why no one really believes in them.
Yeah, the playoff games go is that if you have something like that in your back pocket, you wait to bust that out to steal again.
I guess. Like, and that's. But, again, we're talking about the 2 seed in the West having to steal games. I think that tells you all you need to know about the Houston Rockets. No one really believes in them to win, like, 2 series. Maybe 1, but not 2.
But, like, the Miami Heat, like, when they went on their run a couple years ago, they busted out a very specific zone against Milwaukee. And it was like, yeah, we're waiting. We didn't show that in the regular season. We're waiting for game 1 so that we can win one on the road against you.
Speaking of that team, and it was led by, obviously, Jimmy Butler, Miami Heat, and I think a lot of people and fans and the media is like, man, when are we going to get playoff Jimmy? Well, playoff Jimmy hasn't arrived quite yet.
We've had moments.
I think in a game like yesterday, I think a lot of people were looking at the end of like, man, Steph only had 3 points. You know, Draymond too, like, hey, Jimmy, you're shooting the ball pretty well, 4 of 7. I mean, a couple of them in garbage time maybe, but hey, 13 points, not enough aggression there. Well, Jimmy spoke to that after the game.
Maybe, maybe not. My thing is, I'm going to make the right player majority of the time, probably like 9 out of 10 times. So if I get in there and draw help, I'm going to kick it to the open guy. But I'm not going to say that anybody scoring was the reason that we did not win this game. I'm going to stick to turnovers. You know, we had 20 of them. It's going to be hard to win in any basketball game if we got 20 turnovers.
Have you been satisfied, Dub Nation, by Jimmy Butler on offense thus far? Like, the offensive player that is Jimmy Butler. Because I think everyone talks about the defense, and rightfully so. He's been great on that. But, like, offensively, have you been satisfied with Jimmy Butler as a Golden State Warrior?
I want him to score more.
Okay.
In particular moments when the team is looking for someone to score. Like, for example, last night is a great example. He's a great passer, and he makes a lot of winning plays. But there is a time and a place to go, what I call hero mode, where you just need to take over. And
not
I thought
Tyler Hero.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought last night the Rockets, they have so many big, long dudes that are disciplined defensively. That's a bad matchup for Jimmy.
Yeah.
No. The Laker game,
yeah.
Good matchup. Denver is an interesting matchup for him. I think he can exploit some guys like Michael Porter Jr. got his offensively. Who's he guarding?
His back. So he has an 80-year-old back. He can't guard anyone.
But against them, like, I thought that Jimmy looked slow and old.
Matt is in Hercules. Speaking of Hercules, who is not slow and old, Matt wants to join the conversation. What's up, Matt? Your thoughts on last night's loss?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing? Yeah, man, I thought last night, you know, it really came down to shooting late in the game. You know, you look at the Laker game, you look at the Nugget game, and what we were able to do late in those games, like, granted, Steph was amazing in those games, but you look at those games, Pods hit a big shot late against the Lakers. We were able to hit a couple big shots late against the Nuggets. And I think last night we had some opportunities, right? We were wide open on about 4 to 6 shots late in the fourth quarter. When we got the lead down to 8, we hit a couple of those wide open buckets, and I think we're talking about a win last night, regardless of how bad Steph played, regardless of how many turnovers we had. And so I think it's really going to come down to the fact of we got to hit shots late, right? The others have to step up, right? Pods has to continue to play great, but late in games, same with Buddy Hield, same with GP2, because those guys are going to get looks. I think kind of what Shasky said a minute ago, right, the blueprint that the Rockets laid out is, which everybody tries to do anyway, all right, hey, we're going to take Steph away, and we're going to make the others beat us. Well, in the first 3 games, the others showed up big time late in the game. And so I think, you know, we had that last night. I think we're talking about a different game. So I think, you know, before the 4-game stretch, we talked about if the Warriors got out of it 2-2, we'd be happy, 3-1. Yeah, I'm happy about it. I'm not ecstatic because we could have been 4-0. But at the same time, we fixed a couple of things. I think we'll be fine.
Would you agree that Steph Curry, as great as he's been, as prolific as he took some bad shots last night?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Steph has a tendency when things aren't falling to kind of force things. Mm. And I think like we talked or you guys talked about earlier, the team kind of forced some things, right?
Yeah.
Draymond had a couple bad passes late. Some of the other guys were forcing the ball into his hands instead of saying, hey, Steph doesn't have it right now.
Yep.
Let's figure out how to get other guys involved. It was kind of like, no, we need Steph to save us. So
I think, totally, you know,
keeping that in mind late in games, will help us out later,
I totally agree.
Down the stretch. But I'm still confident.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Cool call.
Like, there was one possession in particular that I'm thinking about where Draymond's got the ball at the top of the key. Pajemski's to his left.
Mm.
And they're sagged off of both Draymond and Pajemski. And basically 2 or 3 guys are hedging over towards Steph as he's coming off. And Draymond throws it to him. Steph had to, like, kind of relocate, and he steps out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, we're making the ridiculously difficult pass to force it to Steph. When you have Pods who's shooting a really high percentage right now, he's wide open. Just make the simple pass.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.